listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Do you like the names of God, the titles for God, as they're explained in the Bible? I sure do. Here today, we're going to talk about a title for God that we don't often think of. It's told to us in James chapter 5, verses 4, 5, and 6, and that title is this, Lord of Sabaoth. James chapter 5, beginning at verse 4. Indeed, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cry out, and the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You have lived on the earth in pleasure and luxury. You have fattened your hearts as in a day of slaughter. You have condemned, you've murdered the just. He does not resist you. In the passage previous to this, James warned us about the danger of trusting in riches. Now, he spoke to those who might be likely to trust in riches, that is, the wealthy among us. James rebuked the wealthy who use their riches to oppress others. He says, "The wages of your laborers you kept back by fraud." You see, the ones that James is addressing here had withheld the wages of their laborers. They lived indulgently without regard for others, sort of like the man in Jesus' story about the rich man and Lazarus in Luke chapter 16. They had condemned and murdered from their position of power. Yet James warned them, "The cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth." That title, Lord of Sabaoth, in James chapter 5, verse 4, should not be confused with the similar title, Lord of the Sabbath, that's used in Mark chapter 2 and Luke chapter 6. Instead, it's a translation of the idea behind the Hebrew term, Lord of Hosts. You can find that comparing Romans chapter 9, verse 29, with Isaiah chapter 1, verse 9. You see, it means the Lord of Armies, especially in the sense of heavenly and angelic armies. It describes God as the warrior, the commander-in-chief of all the heavenly armies. Now, the use of this title was meant to give these unjust a sober warning, these unjust wealthy people. The cries of the people that they had oppressed had come to the ears of the God who commanded heavenly armies, the God of might and power and judgment. And this is what the God of armies saw. He said, "You've condemned, you've murdered the just, he does not resist you." Often those who are poor and without power in this world have little satisfaction from justice. Yet God hears their cries, and he's the one who guarantees to ultimately right every wrong and to answer every injustice. The Bible shows us enough godly people who were wealthy, such as Abraham, Job, and King David, to know that what James wrote isn't true of all those who are wealthy in this world. The Bible and experience shows us that the rich are tempted by the desire to use their wealth to oppress and defraud others. It's a temptation for us to take seriously. Most of all, it's important for us to understand that God is a God of justice. All the wealth of this world can't influence the divine judge. So it's wise for us to humble ourselves before the Lord of Sabaoth and use whatever wealth God allows us to have for good. That's the kind of heart we can have before him today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.